we have written an emergency contract for one psychiatrist. Most of the supervisors, if not all, are aware that it's been a very long process attempting to fill some of our lead medical positions, the psychiatrist being one of them. After multiple searches, letters that have been sent out to psychiatrists in Wisconsin attempting to fill the position, going to multiple locum tenens groups, which are companies that seek to hire professional medical people, so far to date, the only viable candidate we've had has come through Armor Correctional, which is the company we have put the emergency contract forth for a month-to-month until the litigation is resolved when it comes to inmate medical and mental health. On that issue, proposals from two different companies have been submitted to the court this week. Those are being reviewed by the judge, and we anticipate some type of a decision in the near future. What that's going to be, have no idea whether the judge will actually make an order or if it'll be sent back to the county board to make the decision. So that, as I stated, is open litigation. This does have a month-to-month, as I stated, out clause. Therefore, if something does transpire, this contract can be stopped at any time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The question, I guess, would be that the rate is 20% higher than what you were trying to seek in a direct hire, and I'm wondering, you know, what feedback did you get as you sought a direct hire? Was it the rate? And if that were the impediment, why not come back for a different authorization rather than pursuing an alternative form of hiring and filling?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, well, the issue has been, I've testified to this in the past, we've actually gone out with an open checkbook, not even putting a price tag on how much we're willing to pay to see what type of a response we would get. The overwhelming issue has been, first of all, we get very, very few psychiatrists that have actually applied. We've had a couple that literally applied for the county position. There were two issues that prevented hiring. One, the only individual that did not have issues with their background, and I'll be straightforward, the majority of the psychiatrists that applied to us had issues with their licensing. There were some that literally had criminal charges, and for whatever reason, that usually revolved around sexual improprieties with patients. And the only viable candidate we had was an individual located in one of the South states. We actually had him come up here and were interested in hiring him. That individual then had a family issue. Actually, this was spoken about in judiciary. HR, then Central Human Resources, has subsequently been in contact with him. It appears that person might be interested again. And quite frankly, that's the only reasonable, feasible candidate we've had to date.
And you remain open to that and see this only as temporary in the absence of being able to have a direct hire?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the issue really is out of my hands at this point. It's now before a court, a judge. I'm not sure, as I stated, if he's going to make a ruling that we'll put a contract into place, or once again, if he's going to return the decision to the county board. So we're open to whatever the judge puts before us at this point.
All right. I mean, this has just been such a frustrating issue, and I mean, I've said it before that I feel that if you can find a vendor who can hire, but you can't hire, That's an internal failure. I mean that something about the system internally isn't working then, because there's no way that a third party should be able to hire to do the job in your facility and you can't. That doesn't make sense to me. So, but I understand that we've gotten to a crisis position, but it's a long standing failure in my mind.
Supervisor Jerzy?
Well, Mr. Sessions in the room, and I think he could give just some additional information on what HR has done. I actually know that HR has had some activity and may have found some other candidate. This was just addressed in judiciary, but he should probably add to this conversation.
Good morning, Rick Session, Deputy Director of Human Resources. And I'm sorry, Supervisor, I believe you're asking about what our efforts were in regards to recruiting psychiatrists. We were pulled in late October to help support the Sheriff's Office's efforts to recruit doctors for these positions, for the big three positions, and we contacted various locum tenens outfits, which are temporary services for doctors. We talked with a search firm. We've talked with some of the other correctional health care providers. A lot of dead ends is basically the story. We're not opposed to what the Sheriff's Office is doing with this limited-term contract. We recognize there's a high need for this position, so maybe we're overpaying for it, but we are in kind of a situation where we do have to respond. We do have a psychiatrist, as Inspector Schmidt identified, that we've identified down in Florida, and we have continuing negotiations with him. He has accepted a temporary appointment in Florida for the month of April, so he's a little bit out right now, but we're going to continue to work to bring him in, and we'll work with the Sheriff's Office on that.
Thank you. Any other discussion on this item? Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to concur with the recommendation of the Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee. Is that what they do? Oh, it's just informational?
Did they not lay over till May?
No, not this.
This is probably the other item.
That's the contract negotiation.
Okay, I withdraw that. Thank you very much.
Anything else, then? If not, we'll move to item three.
Item number three is from the Comptroller submitting an information report regarding the 2012 third and fourth quarters professional service contracts. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Anybody from the Comptroller's office wishes to speak to this?
Yeah.